Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack.
I just pray that God will protect everyone and that He will heal the hearts of the victims' families.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
Just a peace to come over the people that have lost loved ones. Just let them know that God's still there. Give them some comfort. It's the way I've been praying about it.
If nobody longs for, still it comes.
I've been praying for God to have mercy on all those involved and just for comfort for the families that have been affected.
Somehow leaves us stronger when it's gone away. Pray.
Today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America.
Try and pray for your will to be done. But I confess it's never fast enough for me.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining.
The hardest part is waiting on you. What I really want is just to see your hand move.
I've been praying for the people who have hate in their hearts, that God would change their hearts and that they would have love of God like we do.
Prayers about everything. I mean, we got to pray for our nation and our president to come together and stop the situation because God's with us and it didn't take him by surprise.
On behalf of the American people, I thank the many world leaders who have called to offer their condolences and assistance.
I want a peace beyond my understanding. I want to feel it fall like rain in the middle of my hurting. I want to feel your arms as they surround me. Let me know that it's okay to be here in this place, resting in the peace that only comes in the waiting.
I've been praying that the people that are still covered under the broken building, that they would still be alive and they'll come out safely.
I know that God's all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-merciful, and I think it's in God we trust, and we put all our trust in Him, and that He will see that the right thing is done. It's been a terrible time. There are no words to really explain it, so the only person you can go to is God.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve.
Time to let it go and just be.
For the children whose worlds have been shattered.
Trusting in what no one else but you can see.
Everybody that's lost their families and all those children that have woken up and their mommies and daddies have been gone, I've been praying that they are safe and that they will be treated well since they're orphans now.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Freedom from the fears that close me. Get beyond where I have been, but then again, the silence doesn't mean that I'm alone. As long as I can hear, the eyes still get round. I want a peace beyond my understanding.
I was at a ladies' Bible study this morning, and one of our ladies there, her cousin was a flight attendant on one of the planes. So it especially touched her and touched us in her group, too. We just have to put all our faith in Him.
People need to turn their eyes to God, you know, if this isn't a waking landmark or something like that for people to do. what is. People need to turn their eyes towards God.
I have been praying for George Bush. I have been praying that the Lord would give him wisdom and discernment. I have been praying for the Christians to be united as one, crying out to God and praising Him and thanking Him that He is sovereign and that He is in control.
I want to feel it fall like a rain in the middle of my hurting. I want to feel Your arms as they surround me and let me know. Resting in the peace that only comes in the way.
I've been praying for the Lord to have mercy on everybody involved.
In the way.
I've been praying for the Lord to reach out to their pain, which I don't even know how to relate to because it's so overwhelming.
I want a peace beyond my understanding.
None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
The answer is God within the whole situation. It just is. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And when He comes, we need to be ready, and we need to have others ready.